This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The FBI, two federal agencies, warned that U.S. hospitals are under a sustained ransomware attack. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Cybersecurity experts, both in the government and private companies, say a number of hospitals have been hit this month and hundreds more are threatened in the attacks, which ransomware is installed by Russian-speaking suspects on the hospital computer systems, which can only be unlocked with software keys provided by the thieves once the ransom is paid. Microsoft and others have been countering the takeover efforts. Last month, an attack hobbled all 250 facilities in the Universal Health Systems chain across the country, leading to chaotic conditions directly affecting patient care. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Eight people have been charged with conspiring to work on China's behalf in a plot involving threatening letters and the U.S. of use of night vision goggles to surveil and coerce a Chinese family to return to their home country to face charges. At a news conference, Assistant Attorney General John Demers says the defendants are accused of participating in a Chinese government operation known as Fox Hunt.
Without coordination with our government, China's repatriation squads enter the sovereign territory of the United States, surveil and locate the alleged fugitives, and deploy intimidation and other tactics to force them back into China, where they would face certain imprisonment or worse, following illegitimate trials.
And a former Trump administration official who penned a scathing anti-Trump op-ed and book under the pen name Anonymous is making his identity public. Miles Taylor, a former chief of staff at the Department of Homeland Security, says in tweets, Donald Trump is a man without character. It's why I wrote a warning. Mr. Trump says Taylor's a low-level lowlife that I don't know. This is VOA News. Two leading drug makers have agreed to provide 200 million doses of the potential COVID-19 vaccine to the COVAX facility. AP's Charles de la Desma.
The alarming weekly figure is the shortest time ever for such an exponential increase since the pandemic began. The UN Health Agency says deaths were also on the rise in Europe, with about a 35% spike since the previous week. The agency also notes that hospitalizations and intensive care unit occupancy due to COVID-19 has increased in 21 countries, estimating about 18% of patients were hospitalized, with about 7% needing ICU support or breathing machines. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
France will go back into a nationwide lockdown starting this week to try to contain the COVID-19 pandemic that is again threatening to spiral out of control. French President Emmanuel Macron revealed the measure during a Wednesday address. They come into force on Friday and will mean people have to stay in their homes except to buy essential goods, seek medical attention, or use their daily one-hour allocation of exercise. People will still be allowed to go to work if their employer deems it impossible for them to do the job from home. And in a departure from the previous lockdown in March, most schools will remain open, Macron said in his address. Meanwhile, Germany will impose an emergency month-long lockdown that includes the closure of restaurants, gyms, and theaters to reverse a spike in coronavirus cases that risk overwhelming hospitals. Chancellor Angela Merkel said on Wednesday that effective November 2nd, private gatherings will be limited to 210 people from a maximum of two households. Restaurants, bars, theaters, cinemas, pools, and gyms will be shut and concerts canceled. Professional sports events will be allowed to be held only without spectators. People will be asked not to travel for private, non-essential reasons, and overnight stays in hotels will be available only for necessary business trips. At least one person has died as Hurricane Zeta pounds New Orleans and much of the Gulf Coast with heavy rains and howling winds. The storm ripped apart roofs and knocked out power to more than 630,000 customers in three states. A Louisiana coroner says a man died after being electrocuted by downed power lines. Forecasters say that the Category 2 storm made landfall in southeastern Louisiana with 110-mile-per-hour winds that pushed seawater ashore. It later weakened to a Category 1, but heavy rains and tornadoes remain possible overnight across the Deep South. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.